This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, guys. I tell you, man, I'm on Instagram, and I think I'm starting to like Instagram more than Facebook. I know a lot of you guys are done with social media, but I'm on Instagram because a lot of my students, you know, were on it, and I have been hacked 3 times, so my account's really, really small because it's now my 3rd account, but there's a lot of, like, funny things that are kind of on there that, you know, seem to pop up. And the one thing that has kind of been, catching my eye is there's a account called Hospital Foodie. Now, I guess a foodie, again, this is a term maybe you guys aren't aware of. I guess a foodie is somebody who's, like, really into food and really into restaurants and studies them and is really kind of up on it. And so I, you know, was kind of looking at this, and I decided to go, okay, well, you know, is hospital food, you know, that, you know, can there be an art? Now, this really was one of my students, and they won't tell me who it is. It's supposed to be a secret. But basically, he or she takes pictures of hospital food, all right, that the doctors or the residents or the medical students eat. And one is in a styrofoam container. It's scrambled eggs, turkey bacon, and fruit medley. And there's really a piece of turkey bacon there. There's some eggs, there's some fruit with some blueberries on there. And it's fruit medley. And you kind of look at it and you go, okay, well, that really doesn't look that good. And then you see something else that looks kind of a mess. And that's another hospital foodie picture. There's something that had a balsamic drizzle that they took a picture of, and then you see, which is very interesting, you see asphalt, you see a street, and on the street, there's like a salad that is just, you know, dumped on the asphalt, and Hospital Foodie writes, rapid response to ambulance bay. So basically, that person had a salad, had dumped the salad because there was, unfortunately, a, you know, severe call, patient. Very high acuity situation there, and so salad had to drop on the ground. And yeah, you know, so I'm kind of looking at this, and I find it just remarkable. I like the creativity. I like seeing that, you know, people could have fun in life, you know, and I find it's fascinating how we could be attracted to this sort of entertainment, you know, where we could find that interesting. Unfortunately, the public, I guess, is, shall we say, taking this a little step too far. Hospital Foodie does it right, but we have a lady here who went to the Wildlife World Zoo near Phoenix. Great, great place. I've been there. But she wanted to take a selfie so bad because she thought her followers would want to see it that she basically almost died. So apparently, she wanted to get a selfie near, I guess, a jaguar exhibit, and a jaguar attacked her, and she crossed a barrier. The zoo tweeted, it's not a wild animal's fault when the barrier's across. Arizonans are pretty, you know, they'll kind of say it like it is. I grew up in Arizona, you know, they're going to feel bad, but they're going to say, look, you cross a barrier, don't start blaming us, making it look like our zoo isn't safe. You go into an exhibit when you're not supposed to. Now, somebody could claim, well, you should have had the exhibit more airtight so nobody could do stupid. That's really hard for companies to prepare for stupid. People will do stupid. You know, I don't know if I owned a restaurant or a zoo, you know, or I wouldn't know how to avoid stupid people, you know, just are. So this unidentified woman decides to scale the fence to take a photo with the animal. And then she got clawed by the jaguar. So she went to the hospital. She needed stitches. She met with the owner of the zoo to apologize for her actions and acknowledge her wrongdoing. Now, that's interesting. She apologized to the zoo. Things are changing now. Now, her arm is in pretty bad shape, a staffer at the zoo tells the rural Metro Fire Department dispatcher. And you look at her, and you can see the flesh coming out of her arm. It's a bad one. The operator asks for the location of the victim at the zoo, instructs the caller to keep pressure on the woman's wound with a cloth, and put another cloth as she bleeds through the first one. And she was in pretty bad pain. I have cats, and when I tickle tummy and they don't like it, they slice me. I can't imagine if it was a jaguar with one of their paws. Have you seen a jaguar's paw? Don't go here kitty-kitty to a jaguar. So the zoo assured animal lovers on social media that the jaguar who took a swipe at the visitor will not be euthanized, saying nothing will happen to our jaguar. Wow, look at this response from the zoo. The woman who got hurt had to apologize. They basically said, duh, don't be scaling our fences. Don't be crossing barriers. And then they said, no, we're not going to kill the jaguar. The zoo statement said the female jaguar never left its enclosure and that the incident is being fully investigated. Of course, the woman is screaming, help, 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 and she's in a lot of pain, and I feel bad for her. I really feel bad for her. But don't be stupid. So what ended up happening is the mother of the girl distracted the jaguar by pushing a water bottle through the cage. And then the woman got pulled away from the jaguar. Then the animal started chewing on the plastic water bottle. Good job, Mom. Jeez. Speaking to CBS News, the injured woman said she was not attacked, instead calling what happened to her a crazy accident. The woman added she is grateful to the people who rescued her, but not happy that Wilkerson shared the video of the bloody aftermath online. And the visitor also refused to admit to scaling the fence to enter the jaguar's cage. Well, because her lawyer is probably telling her not to. Now, they say last year the same jaguar scratched a man who got near its enclosure to record a video. All right, so people stop that. And then maybe the zoo needs to have, you know, extra barriers. I think I've been to this park. You get a lot of hands-on with the animals, but maybe this one needs to kind of be, you know, tightened up a little bit more. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own. but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Alex Trebek, Jeopardy's iconic game show host, has revealed that he has pancreatic cancer. But I'm wondering if it's from his Diet Coke habit. And again, I got to be very, very careful when I bring something like that up. But I tell you, it has been a suspicion of mine for a very, very, very long time. We are seeing more and more people have pancreatic cancer. And I want to know why. We're seeing it more in people who are diabetic. Is it because diabetic can lead to pancreatic cancer, or is it because diabetics drink a lot of diet soda? I'm just a little nervous about that. And pancreatic cancer is on the rise. It's going up. So, first, Alex Trebek, Jeopardy game show host, you've all seen him. He is, was always in good shape, handsome guy. And apparently we were told in a video that he tells his fans that he has stage four pancreatic cancer. But he says he's going to fight it. In the video, he says, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, he says I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for the disease. Truth told, I have to. Because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. He says, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Not the easiest. Not the easiest at all. 55,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And the 5-year survival rate, on a whole, is just 5%. I mean, if you get pancreatic cancer, the chance of you being alive 5 years from now is rare. Now, pancreatic cancer still accounts for 3% of all cancers. It's not the most common cancer, but it is the 4th leading cause of cancer death. And they think it's going to overtake colon cancer soon. They say the incidence is creeping upward by about 0.5% annually for more than a decade. France, Japan, Taiwan all have reported jumps. Now, you got breast cancer out there, you got prostate cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, still the number one killer. But you have pancreatic cancer on the rise. If pancreatic cancer is not diagnosed early, and it rarely is, and it's diagnosed at stage 4, which means it's spread to other parts of the body, the median survival time is between 2 and 6 months. Now, I'm not saying that's how long Alex Trebek has to live, God forbid, but pancreatic cancer diagnosed at the stage 4 mark, many people don't make it past the next few months. Now, some of you are like, well, what happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I don't think we have a lot of data on her pancreatic cancer and what stage, but I don't think it was stage 4. I think with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her pancreatic cancer was found sooner. However, we still don't know 100% what the hell is going on with her lungs, why she had the fractures in the ribs. Were they pathological fractures, cancer that went to the bones? But pancreatic cancer does go to the bones. So one suspicion I have is it's pancreatic cancer to her bones, and that's why they broke. But they were saying it's lung cancer, and the cancer was removed from the lobes of the lung. All right, but if it's primary lung cancer, if it's metastatic, you know, pancreatic cancer in the lungs, I don't know if they're going to reveal that to us. So pancreatic cancer is a toughie. So now why am I bringing up diet soda? Well, because Alex Trebek said on, I don't know if he said this on the Howard Stern Show. Was it on the Howard Stern Show or was it Business Insider? I think it was Business Insider. Alex Trebek, back in 2015, was interviewed. And they asked Alex Trebek about his breakfast choices, especially on the day of taping. And he says, a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or a Diet Dr. Pepper. Every day for breakfast. A Diet Coke, a Diet Pepsi, or a Diet Dr. Pepper. He used to have a lot of Milky Ways and stuff, but now he opts for an oats and honey, nature bar sort of thing, accompanied by a donut. So if that's true, and he had daily diet soda, should we be making a bigger deal about this? I don't like that we get used to these products that are out there. And mind you, I'm not a naturalist. Okay? I mean, trust me, if there's a ho-ho, I'm going to eat it. I don't mind eating processed foods. I had a McDonald's burger the other day, and I supersized. Okay? I mean, I dabble in a variety of eats. All right? I like junk food sometimes. So, cut me some slack, Jack. But I get very frustrated when I see people use these sort of foods as staples. Okay, having a McDonald's or a ho-ho once in a while is once in a while. But you having fast food every day for dinner, that's a staple now. You having diet soda every day as your breakfast drink, that's a staple. No. Who said that's a healthy choice? What are we supposed to be drinking? We're supposed to be drinking water and milk. That's what nature gave us, water and milk. I can't stand milk, and some of the water isn't drinkable. So, yeah, when I'm thirsty, I'll grab a Diet Coke. Uh-uh. Not the safest. Coffee, we made coffee. Coffee, and it's not in the Bible. No, God did not make coffee. Yes, he made the components of coffee, but we brewed coffee. It is more natural than other drinks, so it's okay if you drink coffee. It's okay. They even have found health benefits to coffee. But don't be putting artificial sweetener in it. Drop my glasses. Hold on. Yeah, I got LASIK just so I could wear reading glasses later. So I don't want to freak people out. But, you know, pancreatic cancer is on the rise. It's not the easiest cancer to fight. So, you know, what puts you at risk? I mean, we're hearing a lot of people have pancreatic cancer. Aretha Franklin, Steve Jobs, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. For a rare cancer that only has a incidence of about 1%, why are we seeing so much? Now, some people can say, well, genetics. Yeah, genetics is an issue, but we don't really have a lot of people getting it that had it in the family before. So what are your risk factors? What puts you at risk for pancreatic cancer? Well, the risk of developing pancreatic cancer increases with age. So you're usually over 45. And Alex Trebek is 78. Steve Jobs was, I believe, in his 50s. That's pretty vicious, though. That's young. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I don't know how old she is. She's 80-something, so I think her pancreatic cancer was in the last 10 years. But they say 90% of people are older than 55. 70% of people with cancer are older than 65. But it can happen at any age. They say men usually get it more than women. They say black people are more likely than Asian, Hispanic, or white people, according to Cancer.net, to develop pancreatic cancer. People of Ashkenazi Jewish heritage are more likely to develop pancreatic cancer. Oh, I blame the matzah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Jewish food, I'm Jewish. I'm sorry. That stuff really kills the gut. So I'm not surprised. The Sephardic, more Mediterranean Jewry, their diet is a lot healthier. But the Ashkenazi Jewish from the German, you know, Northern European, it's a rougher diet. And I'm Ashkenazi. Yeah. Smoking. If you smoke, you're more likely to get pancreatic cancer. Obesity and diet. So if you eat foods high in fat because you're overworking your pancreas, that could put you at risk. Overweight men and women have a much higher risk of being diagnosed and dying from pancreatic cancer. Now remember, Steve Jobs was skinny. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, skinny. Alex Trebek was skinny. So then you look at what about alcohol use? Well, I don't think either of them drink a lot. But chronic heavy alcohol use can also hurt the pancreas. Causes recurrent pancreatitis. The more times you inflame the pancreas, the more times you could have cancer. Diabetes. I keep telling everybody, if you have diabetes, you're at higher risk for pancreatic cancer. Now remember, diabetes might be from a virus that attacks the pancreas. So maybe it's that virus that also can cause cancer. One theory that of diabetes is a virus attacks the pancreas. So maybe that could be an issue. Or a lot of diabetics drink Diet Coke. Then, of course, you have a family history that could put you at risk. Peutz-Jeghers syndrome, hereditary pancreatitis, certain gene mutations. A lot of people don't talk about BRCA. If a man has a BRCA gene mutation, he could be at risk for pancreatic cancer. Certain chemicals like pesticides, benzene could do it. Certain bacteria like Helicobacter pylori. If you have hepatitis, that could do it as well. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is sending the annual presidential budget proposal to Congress. The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. A Georgetown University law student is among the 8 Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiabigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiabigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. President Trump tweeted his approval of making daylight savings time permanent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. Maybe, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so another Ebola treatment center has been attacked as the Congo is trying to battle this deadly epidemic of Ebola, which is now the second largest one in history. So militants attacked another Ebola treatment center. This is, I believe, the third treatment center that's been attacked in the last week in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They killed a police officer. And the World Health Organization and a staff member was injured in this attack that happened Saturday by armed groups. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus was in the nation on a three-day visit and spoke to officials and staff at the center after the attack. He said, "It breaks my heart to think of the healthcare workers injured and a police officer who died in today's attack. As we continue to mourn those who died in previous attacks while defending the right to health, we have no choice except to continue serving the people here who are among the most vulnerable in the world." And he said some groups are exploiting the desperation of the situation. He said the people of Katwa and Butembo, as well as other communities affected by Ebola, want and deserve a place to receive care and a chance for survival. So, you know, there's a long-term conflict and dozens of armed groups causing now this intermittent violence, according to the World Health Organization. And the provinces of Katwa and Butembo are kind of dealing with this. And the United Nations are, you know, providing some support. You have local police, and they're trying to step up as much security after a couple treatment centers were attacked last week. And people with Ebola had to flee. I don't know if they ever found the people. There are people that were in the treatment center being treated that fled for their lives. And I don't know if they were ever found. And, you know, how many people want to be a sitting duck in a treatment center? The problem is Ebola is very, very deadly. And it's very contagious. So you cannot have people running around with Ebola, you know, in a community that's vulnerable, that's not vaccinated. And so how they fight Ebola is they will try to contain. Anybody they think is at risk gets the vaccine. Anybody who's sick, they contain until they're better and they are over their 21-day, cure period. If anybody dies of it, they're buried in very, very strict, with strict protocols. And anybody that is suspected to be sick, they get tested and watched and observed. But they have to contain it. Somebody sick who leaves the radius, leaves the perimeter, unfortunately could infect other people. And that's why we had 11,300 people die a few years back with the Ebola outbreak, because it was difficult to contain. And by the time they did contain it, thousands, tens of thousands have died. So they don't want to make the same mistake now. I think right now we're at a death toll of 500. Again, we're still doing better, but there are at least 1,000 cases of the outbreak. Right now they say 848 cases confirmed, 574 people have died. So that does make it the second largest. Because usually, since the 1970s, there's been these little smoldering epidemics that have killed a couple hundred at a time. So being at 574 is now considered the second highest. First highest, of course, was the 11,000 death toll that we saw back in 2014 to 2016. So they need help over there. And it's frustrating because you have a lot of people that want to help, but their families are like, no, you're not going down there. So we've seen of this and we've heard of it, but we're now witnessing it firsthand how, you know, people are trying to contain one of the most deadly outbreaks while under gunfire. It's crazy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Smoking during pregnancy will double the risk of sudden death for the baby. We talked about sudden infant death syndrome. We talked about miscarriages. We've known about this for decades, that if a mom smokes, you know, their baby has less likely chance of surviving, even if the baby's born healthy. And they're now saying smoking just even one baby cigarette a day during pregnancy can double the chance of sudden, unexpected death of the baby. Now, that's a study that has looked at over 20 million births. And 19,000 infant deaths were unexpected. Now, some of you will say, well, what do they mean, expected versus unexpected? Well, expected is the child's premature, child has pneumonia, the child's sick, and then unfortunately they succumb to that illness. But a healthy baby that, you know, didn't have anything wrong dies, that's considered unexpected. So the study was published Monday in the journal Pediatrics. It analyzed data on smoking during pregnancy from the CDC, and they looked at a data set from the year 2007 and 2011, and found that the risk of death rises by 0.07 for every additional cigarette smoked, up to 20 a day. And by the time you smoke a pack a day, your risk of losing a baby is nearly triple. Now, why are women smoking? There's a lot of reasons for that. You know, one is education. You have some people that just don't, you know, get the memo. They aren't on the internet. They don't have TV. You know, they're addicted to nicotine. And since they feel fine, you know, and they're going through a pregnancy, they, you know, You have others where sometimes their nicotine habit helps curb some of the symptoms they have with pregnancy. And some of them may do it going, look, you know, I don't want to throw up, I don't, you know, and they might do it medicinally, which they shouldn't. And then, you know, you have marijuana smokers. We still don't have a lot of data on what marijuana does to the fetus, but my guess is it's not good. And some people smoke marijuana and they say, you know what, it's at least safer to do tobacco than marijuana. So, again, it takes education. It takes us getting out there and, you know, helping people who are addicted to nicotine and not just saying don't smoke because you're because that's what we do right now. We tell pregnant women no smoking. Well, that doesn't cut it. So now, what is a sudden infant death? So, sudden infant death syndrome is SIDS. It's this phenomenon that has freaked people out where a healthy baby goes to bed and then wakes up dead. And so the research had discovered a connection between baby's sleeping position, according to CNN. And they said if babies between 1 month and a year were put to sleep on their tummies, the risk of dying of SIDS doubled because they might have suffocated. If they were put on their back, it helped reduce the risk drastically. So back in 1994, we told everybody to put the baby on the back. And the rate of deaths dropped by about 50%. Then they also told parents get rid of the bumpers, you know, the bumpers along the crib, the blankets, the toys, anything else that could suffocate. They say by 2010, the rates of SIDS in the United States had fallen to about 2,000 a year when it was at about 4,700 back in 1993. But two other types of sudden infant death have risen. They're ill-defined causes and accidental suffocation. And now the total deaths appear to be 3,700 a year. So researchers combined the three types of death, sudden infant death, ill-defined causes, and accidental suffocation, SUID, or sudden unexpected infant death. So they're trying to figure out as quickly as they could. So according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, they said that 23 to 34% of these cases of SIDS, or 5 to 7% of preterm-related infant deaths, could be attributed to prenatal smoking. So let's cut that out. Let's at least get smoking out of it. Now, the smoking isn't the only reason, you know, but it's a big cause. And, you know, smoking during pregnancy, it's not good. We find it, you know, higher linked to asthma, colic, childhood obesity, low birth weight. So why? Well, they say that smoking may increase the levels of serotonin. Now, serotonin is our feel-good hormone. But to infants, that could affect their brain. It could also affect their respiratory system during sleep. Also, it could affect their appetite, especially the nicotine. It could affect their blood vessels. Sometimes it could cause certain spasms because these are things that are I don't want to call it debris, but there are, you know, with smoking, there are certain, you know, chemicals that obviously they inhale, and these things could trigger inflammation with the blood vessels. So they think right now of self-reported, people admitting it, 338,000 women smoke during pregnancy every year. Almost 500,000 women still do this. It's a problem. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The bad to the bone. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this kind of caught my eye. Apparently, there are 911 calls, we are being told, coming from Amazon warehouses. And this report has been revealed from the Daily Mail, where there's been at least 189 suicide threats and mental health breakdowns between the years 2013 and 2018. This report was being obtained by the Daily Beast. And they say emergency workers, emergency personnel, has had to be called to Amazon warehouses across the United States at least 189 times. Now, over a five-year period, that may not sound like a lot, but it does sound like a lot when it's one business, one place of business. To me, it sounds like a lot. And so, we've been hearing rumors of, you know, certain places, these big, huge companies, having pretty vicious sort of, you know, work environments. But again, they're rumors. And it starts to make you wonder, because these companies are just powerhouses. So what exactly is happening on the inside? So some of the Amazon workers are heard describing coworkers as having suicidal thoughts, overdosing, and attempting to cut themselves with box cutters. Now, the reports come from all over the country, including Twinsburg, Ohio, Hebron, Kentucky, Joliet, Illinois, Chester, Virginia, to name a few. In one case, the employee at the Hebron location threatened to stab herself in the stomach. She was pregnant at the time, and other employees had fears that she would harm the baby. In January 2015, they say a young man threatened to jump from the second floor of the warehouse in Chester. The report says the 911 calls have come from 46 different warehouses in 17 states, which is roughly a quarter of the centers. Now, employees who spoke to the Daily Beast described the relentless pressure from working at Amazon. They described a work environment where employees are treated like robots in an isolating colony of hell. Now, that's coming. Now, these are really, really difficult to... These stories are always kind of difficult to discuss because, you know, most of us have worked in places where we're just shocked that, you know, the government hasn't come in and closed them down. I mean, we're like, what is going on here? You know, why does this place exist? This is not anything that's, these are not safe work environments. And I think we've all kind of worked in, you know, areas where, you know, we're like, come on, somebody, you know, do something. But nobody complains. You know, nobody wants to complain. You know, either you, you know, sign something and you get a severance package, or you, have a relative who works there, or you have people who care about that work there, or you think they're going to retaliate and ruin you in the industry. And so many people in jobs and media and marketing and wherever, you know, are afraid to talk. Well, now we're hearing some people talk. And again, I'm not saying this is true. But Jane Crouch, a former Amazon employee in Lakeland, Florida, told the news outlet that people are having breakdowns as a regular occurrence. Crouch had his own emotional crisis while on the job, said it was mentally taxing to do the same task super fast for 10-hour shifts 4 or 5 hours a week. Another former employee from Etna, Ohio warehouse said it was often impossible to physically keep up the workload. They say even if it's not your fault, they ignore any explanation that you could give. So if something goes wrong or whatever, you don't seem to, you know, be able to, state your case, which means you can't vent. They say once you have enough write-ups, you're out the door, and there goes your livelihood. They said there was a constant sense of, did I screw it up? Did I screw that up? Did I screw that up? And you have permanent anxiety. They say 5 of the 6 current or former Amazon workers who were interviewed by the Daily Beast revealed that after their breakdowns at work, they were put on short-term medical or disability leave. During that leave, they said they struggled to obtain promised compensation, and in some cases were ultimately fired. According to the Daily Beast, while on leave, some of the workers use Amazon's assistant programs, which include 3 phone conversations with a counselor. Now, I'm hearing of a lot of people take advantage of that. Not take advantage, like in a bad way, but in a good way. So there's a lot of people that will use the assistance that the work provides. The thing is it's supposed to provide you a blanket, a cloak of protection that you don't get fired. If you use their counselor benefit, you're not supposed to get fired. Now, I don't know what the time frame is, but it's supposed to provide some protection. They say there was one incident where 36-year-old Jonathan Forrest took his own life while working for Amazon. He had been excited to start the new position as a picker at Amazon, even ranked number 8 out of 100 pickers. His job was to place items in bins. But his father, Butch, said after a few months on the job, his son started to hate his position, began making suicidal comments in the summer of 2017. He qualified for medical leave, sought help from a psychiatrist who diagnosed him with bipolar, prescribed him medication. But then he returned to work. Mental health deteriorated, and January 2018, he took his life. So his father believes that many people at Amazon played a major role in his suicide. When it came to the holidays, it would be 5 days in a row. It killed him. So, the UK Amazon workers, some UK Amazon workers claim that they suffer from depression. That was a survey that was done. So, we knew something was up, I think. And I'm not saying this is true. Again, this is, you know, this is all, you know, hearsay. But when I first heard that you could have same-day shipping, I was like, how does everybody work that fast? The very first time I heard about same-day shipping or 2 days, I'm like, wow, how are they moving that fast? There's a lot of product. Well, my guess is they have a lot of people and there's certain, you know, finger snapping being done. And for them to stay in the market, and if they promise shipping by a certain day, they need to make good. Well, it's probably at the expense of people. Now, this report is bad for a variety of reasons. One is, okay, that means people are really, really suffering from, you know, severe mental illness and, you know, people are feeling overworked despite all the labor laws of having breaks, having lunch breaks, you know, having accommodations. But the other reason why this is not good is Amazon has already, as well as other companies, talked about certain robots and machines that they could use. Amazon is prime for the automation overhaul. And if they get any more bad press, and I'm not saying anybody should be quiet. I mean, you know, you feel abused. You feel abused. You should say it. But if Amazon gets any more bad press about abusing their workers, then it's only going to be a matter of time when they're going to say, you want to know what? Fine. We'll just use more automation. If we need things done and a machine or a robot or a computer works faster, then that's what we'll do. And then we don't have the complaints, then we don't have the bad publicity, and we get to save money. So I predict that we as humans are going to slowly start to find ourselves competing with a machine. And you can't do it. We can't work faster than a machine. And the fear that we are going to lose out to a machine is scary stuff. I mean, medicine is already being automated. I mean, what job is going to be safe later? And so, unfortunately, stories like this forebode some real, real bad changes in the economy later. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Rebel. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.